This is the Merovingi coming to you today for Hacker Public Radio. Today I'm going to take a little sidetrack from my discussions of virtualization simply because DeepGeek is also covering virtualization and a topic that I definitely find very, very interesting. So it's a topic I do not want to discuss too in-depthly to ultimately turn people away from virtualization. So instead, today I'm going to talk about another side project I've been working on that is commonly known as a TalkBox. Now, a TalkBox was originally used back in the 60s, according to Wikipedia, it was originally used by Pete Drake. And from Pete Drake, it was also used by Stevie Wonder, used in a George Harrison song. But the TalkBox pretty much became a mainstream instrument with Peter Frampton and his album, Frampton Comes Alive. And, you know, everybody's familiar with the single, Do You Feel Like We Do? And from there is when it really picked up steam and moved on. Other performers like Bon Jovi, Roger and Zapp have used it all the way up to like Sly and the Family Stones, and even today it's been used by by rappers periodically, as well as like the Foo Fighters have covered it, and many others throughout the years. Now there's something that through my research of the TalkBox and looking at the Wikipedia page, looking at other pages, I found it very interesting that there's a bit of a controversy over the origin of the TalkBox, and that Bob Heel claims that he invented the TalkBox, that he was the first person to produce the TalkBox, and even today that if you buy a TalkBox from your favorite musician's catalog, you will buy the Heel TalkBox, the HEIL. But apparently there is also a device from Custom Electronics that was referred to as the Bag, which apparently has the same concept of a TalkBox and works in the same principle as a TalkBox. And so you might be asking, well, how does a TalkBox work? And a TalkBox works by taking an output signal from an amplifier. So normally this is used with a guitar, but is not limited to a guitar. From the guitar amp, so a guitar, somebody's playing the guitar, it's plugged into an amp. From the amp, it goes out to the main speaker that everybody hears for the guitar. But then also it splits and goes out to a secondary speaker. Now this secondary speaker has some sort of a cone or funnel or something like that attached to the top of it that has a tube leaving, the top of the speaker, the top of this extra speaker, and the tube runs usually up a mic stand and is sitting right next to a microphone. So what this does is, as a person plays the guitar, it not only comes out the main amplifier for everyone to hear, but it also comes out the secondary speaker up this tube, in which case normally a vocalist would step up to the microphone where the tube was in their mouth. So now we have this guitar sound coming through the tube into the vocalist's mouth, and then the vocalist will move their mouth as if they're singing, and instead of letting their vocal cords produce the noise and their mouth shape the noise and produce words, instead they let the guitar sound be the noise in the mouth, or the audio in the mouth, and the mouth shapes that, to produce similar to words, which then, comes out of the mouth back into the microphone and then out the house PA or the house speakers for everyone to hear, which is why, a lot of like Peter Frampton's Do You Feel Like I Feel, he's playing the guitar as he's mouthing the words, Do You Feel Like We Feel? And that's pretty much what you hear is, do you feel like we do? Whatever that is, I've already forgotten. Now, this is different from how a vocoder works. A vocoder you know, I'm sure many people are familiar with vocoders, but a vocoder takes a vocal signal, you know, takes the vocal sound as it comes through a microphone, and then processes it and analyzes it and processes it to give it a different sound or a different noise, like a computer sounding voice or something like that. You know, two different methods, which I think ultimately could replicate the same. The vocoder could ultimately replicate the same thing as a talk box. However, they do work physically different. So, as I've been researching talk boxes this weekend, I found that there's a bunch of people on the internet, like there's a bunch of people on YouTube, who have made videos of themselves making what's referred to as a ghetto talk box. Now, a ghetto talk box is as it sounds, it's creating a talk box. Ghetto-estically, I guess, or in a ghetto fashion, and pretty much involves just taking a secondary speaker of some sort and putting your own tube over that speaker and allowing the sound to come through that speaker. Now, what a lot of people are doing is they're just taking a simple pair of computer speakers that they have lying around. They usually seem to be powered speakers, so that way, you know, they have the speaker has its own amplifier to power the speaker, and just taking these things apart using some sort of a parabolic bowl shaped device or some sort of bowl to enclose the speaker and usually the amp as well, in which case, so that they'll enclose the speaker, drill a hole into the bowl, and then stick their vinyl tube down in there, or stick their tube down in there. Now, typically the tube is vinyl or some sort of plastic, and is also commonly about half an inch in diameter for the outer diameter. Now, this tube you can pick up anywhere, your favorite hardware store, Lowe's, Home Depot. I bought mine at Home Depot for like about 10 foot for, I think it was like $3 total, you know, real cheap stuff. And for the speakers I used is, yes, I had a pair of random speakers lying around, and I pretty much just, you know, use a screwdriver, pry them open. I cut off the second, the left channel that was with my speakers, because ultimately I didn't need it. Excuse me. Cut off the left channel and went through our cabinets here at the house, found a Tupperware bowl, drilled a hole in the Tupperware bowl with my Dremel, stuck the tube down in there, and I put the bowl over the speaker, and you know, tried to use it as a talk box. And I will admit, I didn't really get the greatest results out of this. So instead, my good friend the Reverend Bill, he came up with the idea of maybe I should take a funnel and put a funnel over the speaker, in which case I did. We had an extra funnel lying around, and I stuck the funnel directly onto the speaker and kind of taped it down, and then sucked my hose on the end of the funnel, and it actually works fairly well. But as I've gone back and looked at some of these designs for how to build a talk box, everybody pretty much says that you need to have like an airtight seal between the speaker and the edge of and the end of the tube, so that way you know that all of the sound from the speaker is going straight to the tube. You know, the sound's not bleeding off anywhere else and going other places, which is also why some of the videos you'll see on the internet, you know, people are like, there was one guy who took his talk box and stuck it all inside of a large like Rubbermaid container, and he used that to help dampen the sound around it, so that way the sound from that speaker didn't bleed out everywhere else. There was another guy who used like two plungers that he pressed together, and that helped trap the sound, you know, within the plungers, and it seemed to work really well. And using the funnel idea, you know, does seem to work pretty well, although I do have an issue. I mean, I can still audibly hear my secondary speaker, as well as, you know, the tube as it's in my mouth and I'm making the noise. So I just wanted to share with you guys the talk box and just some of the things that I've used it, or some of the information that I found out about it. There's definitely tons of YouTube videos, as well as there's a handful of instructables on how to create a TalkBox. I'll definitely include a link to some of these instructables, as well as maybe a few of these YouTube videos that I found were most helpful in the creation of the TalkBox.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.